Brian, as you say, I'm going to come back to some of those upcoming disruptors in a moment, but how are you advising your customers to plan ahead for Q1, especially around January, the end, this early Chinese New Year we've got end of January?
Yeah, no, I think the old adage remains the same, and it probably is truer when there are times of change and uncertainty. And that is that companies don't compete, supply chains compete. And so despite the fact that some of these expected changes may not be ideal scenarios for a lot of companies, what they can also focus on is the opportunity, which is, you know, if they're in a competitive landscape, all of their competitors are dealing with and or are going to be dealing with the same changes. And so this is an opportunity for companies to make bold moves now, to be kind of early adopters or fast movers that can help them weather the storm. You know, I can certainly say that you look back at how did companies react to the original kind of quote unquote Trump tariffs back in 2018. And you look at the early part of the pandemic when we had the beginning of both demand and then supply shocks, companies that made bold moves, that did larger purchase orders at the beginning, that were able to have an inventory strategy that made sure that they weren't out of stock, that they brought goods in before tariffs went into effect, had a competitive advantage over other companies. So, you know, companies, I think, should be moving quicker than they typically do. They should be making bold decisions now and setting themselves up to weather any and all changes that, you know, are likely to happen next year. The good news is a lot of companies have built more resilient supply chains during the pandemic. They aren't sourcing from just one country anymore. They've implemented a China plus one strategy. They've looked at reshoring and nearshoring, and a lot of companies have diversified the number of distribution centers they're in, for example. You know, there's been a lot of diversification happening across all kinds of supply chains. And so I think companies are better prepared. They know from the first Trump presidency likely how this will go. It's just that the numbers that we're talking about are so much higher now. So the more companies can respond and react now, the better they'll be in a position to react and plan next year. And then planning for next year is going to be different than long-term planning, because long-term planning will, that also needs to start happening now, but you can't have the urgent take away from the important and vice versa.
Hello, I'm Mike King, and you've been listening to a clip from the latest episode of the Lodestar podcast. You can listen and subscribe to the full version on all major podcast platforms. You can also find us and a whole lot more news on thelodestar.com. Thanks for listening.